I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Coming up this weekend, it is a time youngsters across the state who enjoy hunting always look forward to, the annual Youth Antlerless Hunting Weekend. But there's more to it this year. We'll talk about it right after this. All across the state, you'll have to forgive some hunters under the age of 18 if they might be a little antsy and can't sleep Friday night. It's an exciting day for many who might get to kill their first deer Saturday or Sunday, the first of the split youth hunting seasons in West Virginia. Brett Skelly is with the DNR's Elkins Operations Center.
Yep, yeah, this is the first segment, opening October 17th to the 18th, and then the second segment set December 26th to 27th. Antlerless, you know, youth antlerless and an excess license holder, so that's anybody that is 65 years of age or older.
And with the mild weather, it's a great time to get kids involved.
It's a good time to get anybody that's young and interested in going out, and there's, you know, not that much pressure because, you know, you're not competing with adult hunters, you know, and it's a good time to pass down the heritage and get young folks interested in the outdoors.
Now, for the first time, this season also includes a special bear hunt. Now, hunters may not use dogs except to track a mortally wounded bear. The daily bag limit is one bear, which counts toward your annual bag limit. Two black bears may be taken during the archery, crossbows, special youth, class Q and QQ, and class XS and firearm seasons combined, provided that at least one of those bears comes from Boone, Fayette, Kanawha, Logan, McDowell, Mingo, Nicholas, Preston, Raleigh, or Wyoming County. You can read more about that in the regulations brochure or at the DNR's website. Skelly explains the antlerless deer hunt, however, is open on public and private land where allowed.
Yes, yep. It's any land open to a firearm season
and
for deer.
And he explains a few more of the regulations regarding the antlerless hunt.
One deer per day, and it has to be checked before the next deer can be taken. These deer don't count towards your annual bag. They also don't count towards if you're in Artibuck County or, it doesn't count towards an antlerless deer towards that harvesting your second buck before you take a doe.
Now, hopefully you'll get a youngster out into the woods this weekend and have success. And if you're a senior lifetime license holder, hopefully you'll get out there and get one too. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.